Hello again, me daring listeners. Arabella Nightwind here, First Lady of the Queen Anne's Revenge, and the one who always keeps a pistol tucked in her boot, just in case diplomacy fails. Also, the one who makes sure Blackbeard doesn't get too lost in his treasure maps or bottles of rum. While rummaging through his old sea chest, right below the map to Tortuga, and a note from some lass named Brandy, I discovered a forgotten recording. It's about something he called financial escape velocity. He says most folks are caught in a low orbit, working hard, barely getting ahead, always pulled back by bills, debt, and fear. But once you build up enough force, like a proper ship catching a mighty wind, you can break free, coasting on passive income and smart choices instead of sweat and struggle. The captain recorded this while we were anchored off the coast of Martinique, stargazing and speaking of freedom, not just from kings and crowns, but from financial chains as well. So pour yourself a dram, get comfortable, and listen close. This one might just be the map you need to chart a course to your own treasure. And don't you forget, the Blackbeard app's waiting for you in the App Store, and treasure hunts be coming soon. But for now, let's hear what the captain had to say.
So, what would Blackbeard say about folks who get rich and end up broke? Arr, me hearties. Gather round and listen close as I spin you a yarn about the mighty concept of escape velocity. Now you see, escape velocity be a grand notion borrowed from the realm of the stars and the astronomers. It be the speed a sturdy vessel must attain to break free from the clutches of gravity and soar into the boundless expanse of the cosmos. Or to give an exact quote from them which study space, escape velocity is the minimum speed needed for a free, non-propelled object to escape from the gravitational influence of a primary body, thus reaching an infinite distance from it. That be what I just said, or in even simpler terms, how fast you have to be moving to escape Earth's gravity after you've turned off the engine, and gravity will never be able to pull you back to Earth. Ha ha! Mr. Albert Einstein just whispered in me ear that he wanted to make one point about gravity perfectly clear. He says, gravity is not responsible for people falling in love. Arr! That be a good one, Al. Now as to Al's theory of relativity, talking about gravitational fields causing distortions in the fabric of space and time, well, that be over the horizon for Blackbeard's thinking. Back to the topic at hand. With escape velocity in a direction pointing away from the ground of a massive body, the object will move away from the body forever unless a new acceleration acts upon it in the opposite direction. Speeds higher than escape velocity retain a positive speed at infinite distance. Sounds to Blackbeard like someone be studying the laws of me friend from Cambridge University, Sir Isaac Newton. But let me tell you, it be not just the stars that be bound by such laws. Nay, even in the realm of finance, there be a notion akin to escape velocity. Picture this, you be toiling away in the service of another, aye, chained to your work like a barnacle to a ship's hull. But there comes a day when you set your sights on a different horizon. A horizon where you be beholden to none but yourself, where the plunder be aplenty and the seas of income be endless. Early in me young adult life, I began to see a trend among humans. I also be observing it in the modern world. No matter how quickly a bloke got rich or came into a pirate chest full of gold, whether it be starting and then selling a business, winning a lottery, getting an inheritance, get paid a fortune as an actor, entertainer, athlete, etc. The majority of them were not able to maintain being rich over the long voyage of life. It seemed as if there was a gravitational force pulling them back into mediocrity or poverty. The force may have been their own desire to appear to be richer than they be. So no matter how many hundreds of millions of doubloons they had come into, they were able to spend that much and more, until it all be gone with no way to create more income to replace it. When you start buying multiple mansions around the world, private jets, exotic cars, yachts, vacations all over the globe, the money disappears quickly, bringing you back to Earth with a sudden shipwreck onto a rocky shoreline. Reminds me of what Isaac Newton be saying. I can calculate the motion of heavenly bodies, but not the madness of people. Well said, me friend. Perhaps the Force may have been their good heart that made them want to give away bags of loot to try to help anyone, anytime, anywhere, who appear to be less fortunate. No matter how many millions or billions you have, you cannot help every human on the planet. You will run out of funds. If you become wealthy, it will amaze you how many family and friends that will show up that you never realized that you had. I once heard the term income creep, meaning that over time, as your income grows, so do the things that you need or just can't live without. When you had lower income, you got by just fine without these things, but now that you have the income, you just have to have them. The Force may have been the proverbial keeping up with the Davy Jones's crew mentality. Everybody else in me social stratus has a 100-foot yacht, so I have to have one too. Our new friends have all Gulfstream jets, so we need one too. No matter how rich you are, there'll always be someone out there who'll be having a bigger treasure chest, a bigger Spanish galleon, or whatever. I find Mr. Will Rogers to be quite humorous when he says, too many people spend money to buy things they don't want to impress people they don't like. And me good friend what goes by Mark Twain says, comparison be the death of joy. So how do you escape the gravitational pull that is so powerful that the vast majority of people who somehow get their hands on enough coin to be fabulously wealthy end up broke? Pulled back down to earth with the other 99% of the population. The answer to the question be that you have to achieve financial escape velocity. This means that you don't just have a treasure chest full of money. You own assets worth a lot of money that pay you a residual or passive income. And that passive income, that you don't have to work a job, career, or profession to keep it flowing, is enough for you to live very comfortably and still have enough left over that you can continue to buy more assets that will increase your income from now until the sun sets on you for the last time. If you never sell the assets and frivolously spend the money, the assets will continue to buy more assets, increasing the income for yourself, your children, and your heirs for centuries. Refer back to me friend Robert Kiyosaki and his writings on the pages of Rich Dad, Poor Dad for your details on accumulating assets. This be how some families have maintained wealth through many generations. They be taught from childhood that you never sell an asset and waste the money. If you sell one, you buy another to replace it. You always live on less than the current residual income and invest the excess in more income-producing assets. If you want a raise in income, buy or create more assets that pay the family more money. You can spend the additional income, but not the invested capital. Now you may be wondering, how might a band of pirates such as ourselves achieve such a lofty status? There be many paths to riches, me mateys. Some may seek their fortune in the trading of goods, while others may plunder the high seas for riches untold through an internet connection. Some may even turn to the art of investment, wisely allocating their doubloons to yield a steady stream of income. That, me hearties, be Blackbeard's take on escape velocity. 'Tis the point at which you no longer be shackled to a dreary job, but instead be free to chart your own course and pursue your own treasures. Just as a rocket must reach a certain speed to break free from the Earth's grasp, so too must you reach a certain level of wealth and residual cash flow to break free from the need to toil for another. But mark me words, me hearties. Whatever path you choose, it be not without its perils. The seas be treacherous and the winds of fortune be fickle indeed. Yet for those brave enough to pursue their dreams, the rewards be beyond measure. So set your sails high, me hearties, and may you one day reach that glorious point of financial escape velocity. And remember what Waldo Emerson says, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Perhaps that be why Blackbeard be remembered 300 years and counting. Me never tried to be anyone but meself. Also remember to read the disclaimer on the website before you embark on this voyage through the seas of finance. Come back soon to continue your financial education toward the dream of generational wealth.
Well now, if that didn't stir something in your soul, you might already be 6 feet under and just don't know it yet. Financial escape velocity, what a delicious thought! A life where your money works harder than you do and time becomes yours again. Now, that's the kind of freedom that makes a girl's heart skip a beat. give me a man who's clever enough to earn his coin while he sleeps and brave enough to sail against the tide to do it. That's a man worth following, or at least sharing a hammock with under the stars. If ye liked what ye heard, there be more in the captain's sea chest. Perhaps you've already heard him carry on about Warren Buffett's 7 rules while we were anchored off Salt Island, or his thoughts on Grant Cardone back in Martinique Bay. I've been keeping notes. Subscribe to the Pirates Code podcast at blackbeard.world and download the free Blackbeard app if you haven't already, because treasure hunts and real-world rewards be on the horizon. This be Arabella Nightwind signing off, but if you've truly reached escape velocity and you've got coin, charm, and nothing but time, well then who knows? Myself or one of my lady friends might just let you buy us a drink next time we cross paths in some warm, moonlit port. Till then, keep that compass pointed toward freedom.